I will not be leaving Facebook anytime soon. Thoughts on why I will not be leaving Facebook anytime soon? I think many people joined Facebook almost as a game. They tried to build as many connections as possible and were not discerning in their choices. I take a similar policy to my LinkedIn as I take to my Facebook. By choosing whose connections to accept or ignore, by determining who to add, I'm able to avoid being simply annoyed with Facebook. Yes, every connection on social media might be potential business, as proponents of Facebook have pointed out. However, a mass of connections does no one any good. What does good is the real human connection, increased or formed through Facebook or other social media. Posting to a mass of connections might well get you more visibility, but can also result in others becoming incredibly annoyed with you as a person they have never actually met or only met for a short time. I believe it is this numbers game which has caused many to hate their Facebook account. Also, many people like to show that they know how to party on Facebook. Although in reality, the party is often nothing but a photo shoot. Nonetheless, a negative impression of the person is formed in the business person's mind. For me, Facebook, like all social networks, is not the end, but the means. By Facebook, I can connect with human beings and be connected with by human beings. I have often found that upon adding a person on Facebook who I got to know in real life, I discovered that they were not the type of person I thought they were. If Facebook is bad, it is because it involves more exposure to other human beings. There is the famous story of the cosmonauts stuck in a satellite circling the Earth, becoming crazed and homicidal in their thoughts patterns. If someone's posts annoyed me, I can unfollow them without unfriending them. I can also have full control over what pictures appear on my profile. Fortunately, we have a lot less to fear from Facebook if we do not portray ourselves through our actions undesirably. Sooner or later, the very people who are annoyed with Facebook will become annoyed with whatever other social networks they follow. Perhaps it is nothing else other than overexposure to something, much as one might become annoyed with a certain foodstuff if one eats it every single night. Perhaps also their annoyance with Facebook is suggestive of the type of company they keep. For they are not fleeing Facebook, but they are fleeing their friends upon Facebook. I would be interested in your thoughts. Thank you. My name is Mark, over, or Pierre. And thanks for listening. Have a wonderful morning or evening or whatever it is there. Good day.